and then we're going to proceed with the prayer. So, Minister Boss, as soon as you hear the line go quiet, you're going to start and open up with prayer.
Okay.
So, Father, we thank you for this day, Father. And, Father, even as we thank you for this day, Father, we affirm and declare in the name of Jesus that we are the head and not the tail. Father, we declare and affirm today, Lord, that whatever we put our hands to, it shall prosper and it shall be blessed. Father, we thank you and we affirm today, Lord, that we choose to serve you. We choose to please you. Therefore, Father, we thank you, Lord, and we affirm that our footsteps have already been ordered by you and the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name today, Father God. We magnify your name, Father God. We magnify your presence, Father God. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add up no sorrow with it. Oh, Father, we just thank you today. We give your name praise, glory, and honor, Father God. We magnify your name today. We honor your presence, Father God. We thank you for lifting up our hearts and our minds, Father, to praise you and worship you and give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, Father God. We magnify your name and honor your name, Father God, in everything that we do. We don't take nothing for granted, Father God. We humble ourselves before you, Father God. We thank you for waking us this morning, for our clothing, our right mind, Father God, to serve you and love you and praise you and honor you, Father God. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us to learn how to love ourselves and how we learn to love others, Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor your presence in everything that we do, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to get up this morning and to breathe the air that we breathe, Father God. Be able to walk in the talk. We take nothing for granted, Father God. Oh, Heavenly Father, this season, help us to hold up the hands of our master prophet. Help us to hold up the hands of the woman of God, our pastor, Father God. Help us to be diligent and be obedient to what we're called to do in this season. And let us be slack and well-doing, Father God. Let us not be afraid to take those stands that we're called to take in this season, Father God, as you bless us and bring us forth into this new season, Father God. We honor your presence in everything, and we honor you and worship you in Jesus' name. And we thank you so much. We love you and praise you today in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Father God. There's none like you in all the earth. We magnify your presence, Father God. We know you're worthy to be praised, Father God. You're so worthy, Lord. You're so worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's none greater than you, Father God. Your name is worthy to be praised. You're so worthy, Lord. You're so worthy, Father God. You're so worthy to be praised in all that you do, Father God. We love you today. We honor you today. We magnify your name today. We honor your presence in every area of our life, Father God. There's none like you in all the earth, Father God. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world, Father God. And let us come forth as never before as you bring us forth into this new season of clarity and understanding, Father God, that we worship you, honor your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you on tonight, Father. God, we give you the praise for being Alpha and the Omega, God. The beginning of everything and the end, Father, but the beautiful thing is you're everything in between. Father, we lift up our voice, God, today to say, Father, we give you honor. We give you glory on tonight, O God. This day, O God, as we stand between worlds, we bless your name, O God. Not our will, but let thy will be done, Father. Thy perfect will in our lives, O God. We bless your name, O El Shaddai. We bless your name, O God, for being master, for being king, for sitting high in your word and looking low, God. I thank you tonight, Father. Father, we bless your name for opening doors that may seem stuck, that may seem shut, oh God. But we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for the blood. We thank you right now, Father, for your blood that flows down, God, that covers us, oh God. Father, I thank you right now for every person on the line. I thank you right now for every person connected with a person on the line. I speak to wounds tonight. I say, come forth in the name of Jesus. Spiritually, emotionally, mentally, financially, birth, oh God. I thank you for deliverance tonight. I thank you that situations in life may seem dark. It's dark in here, but yet we are creating in the darkness, oh God. We thank you that every step we make, we trust in you, oh God. I thank you for uncommon favor. I thank you for angels moving on the line. I thank you for the working of miracles. I stay the hand of the enemy tonight. I bind every demonic force that will try and abort and annihilate the purpose and the plan of God around God's people. You are silenced and stopped in the name of Jesus. The blood, it is covered under the blood. I thank you for every lawyer tonight, oh God. I thank you for integrity and legal professionals tonight. I thank you for revealing the conspiracy of the enemy that God's people may arise and be blessed. Move in IRS, move in government, move in property, move. Father, we will bless your name. We'll give you the glory like no other, Father, because we know you are God that parted the Red Sea. Thank you for parting every situation that we may walk through on dry ground. And God, we will be mindful to give you the praise, Master, to give you the glory. To give you the glory and the praise. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that make rich and add absolutely, positively, no sorrow. God, you will arise and every enemy shall be scattered. We bless your name. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you, Father. We just give you all the praise and glory, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for the leadership, Archbishop Ebenar Jordan. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father. We thank you for the prophets, and we thank you for the Zoe family, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for these United States of America, Father. We thank you, Father, that your hand is over this country, Father. And we thank you, Father, for touching the lives of our President, Father, and First Lady, Father, and even our previous President, President Barack Obama, and First Lady Michelle Obama, Father. We thank you, Father, that, Father, new leadership is arising, Father, in our communities, Father. Father, we just thank you, Father, for touching the lives of the young people, Father. We thank you, Father, that you're guiding their steps, Father. You're ordering their steps, Father, in your word, Father. We thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against our young people shall be able to prosper, Father. And we thank you for touching their lives, Father. We thank you for guiding them, Father. Father, we just thank you, Father, for the men and women, Father, who are trying to find their way, Father. Father, we just thank you that you're touching their hearts right now, Father. Father, you said that the heart of the king is in your hand, Father, and you turn it which way you desire, Father. Father, we thank you for turning lives right now, Father. We thank you, Father, for new ideas, Father. New ideas in the area of finances, Father. Finances that's coming into the kingdom, Father, to help support the gospel so it can go out and we can spread the prophetic around the world, Father. Father, we just thank you for men and women of God, Father, that you're touching their hearts to sow into this ministry, Father, to sow into the lives of the men and women of God, Father, to get the gospel out to the world, Father. Father, we just thank you, Father, right now, Father, for individuals, Father, who are really, really trying to find their way in the area of land on the streets, Father. They land out in the streets, Father, and they don't know which way to go, Father. So, Father, we thank you, Father, that you're sending laborers across their paths right now, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, that you're directing them in the right direction, Father. Father, we just thank you, Father, for families, Father, coming together, Father. We thank you for marriages that are mended, Father. We thank you for families, Father, that the men and women, they're going through something in their families, Father, that they feel like that they can't move on in their families, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, that you're ministering to them right now, Father. We thank you, Father, that you're bringing families together, Father. We thank you, Father, that you're touching the hearts of the men, Father. And, Father, we thank you that you're turning the children's hearts back to their fathers and their mothers, Father. Father, we just thank you. We give you all the praise and glory, Father. We call it done right now in Jesus' name, Father. We thank you for housing miracles, Father. We thank you for vehicles, individuals who need vehicles to get around in, Father. Father, we just thank you for those individuals who are catching the bus, Father. Father, that you would just show them, Father. Amen.
Amen. And, Father, as we come before you in continuous prayer, we honor you and worship you, God. Father, we are so grateful that we even have the knowledge and the heart to love you and to serve you. And most of all, God, we thank you for loving us. In the spaces of our life where we felt so unloved, God, you were there. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you, God, that we have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And, Father, I personally want to thank you for the Zoe Ministries family. Father, a family of the prophetic, a family of love, a family of lookout for. Father, I thank you for them, God. I thank you, God, for all that they have been in the lives of everyone that's on this prayer line, God. And we want to thank you specifically for the Archbishop and the First Lady and the Prophetess, God. We thank you for them, God. We thank you for their endurance, God, as an example that we all can make it, God. And I thank you for leadership, God, in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to touch every represented family here connected through this ministry, God. Bless us, God. Encourage us, God. Lift us up, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we want to just say that whatever you ask us to do, God, give us a mind to do it, God. Father, give us creativity, God. Father, help us to stand, and having done all to stand, God, help us to stand in liberty, God. Help our name not to be marred, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you, God, to bless our homes in Jesus' name. Look out for our young people, God. Every son and every daughter that's represented here, God, we ask you to look out for them, God. Cover them by the blood. Angels of the Lord encamp around them in Jesus' name. Angels of the Lord prepare a way for us, God, in Jesus' name. And then, God, I ask you to go into the court system. And, Father, we ask you to go into every legal system that's represented here, God. Father, answer. Speak to every judge, God. Speak to every attorney, God. Plaintiffs and defendants, God. Jurors and non-jurors, God. Participants, God, we ask you, God, to go before us, God. And, Father, we ask you to look down on our financial situations, God. Help us, God, to cover everything that you have given us to do in our businesses, God. Bless every client, every colleague. Bless every customer, God. Bless every retailer, God. In Jesus' name, every owner, we thank you, God. And we ask you to bless us, God. Order our steps, God, in Jesus' name. Give us right direction, God. And, God, if we tend to veer off, God, give us, God, what we need that we can stay off on course. And, God, we will never forget to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And we ask you, God, to send forth healing, God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, through our hands and through every part, every organ. In Jesus' name we pray. And, God, we want to just tell you how much we love you, God. For, Father, can nobody love us the way you did to give up your life for us? And for that, God, we will forever stand grateful and praise you and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Father, we love you and we thank you, God. God, you've been so good to us, waking us up just to see another day, Father God. We don't know what tomorrow looks like, Father God, but we thank you in this moment, this space, and this time, God. We yes. thank you for touching the people, God, in this hour, giving us favor because we thank you, God, because you're opening up doors. We see the doors open, Father God. But in the meantime, God, we're standing in prophecy for people who are lonely also, God. Someone's crying out alone in an apartment or in a home, Father yes. God, needing love. God, show yourself mighty, Father God, even in their hearts and in their lives. Father God, thank you for the healings that have gone forth thus far, God. I give your name the praise, even receiving calls or visiting sick people, them getting better. I see you working, and I thank you, God. There are more that need your healing, Father God, and we thank you, and we decree and we declare healing in Jesus' name, Father God. We call on you for more love, Father God, that when the brothers and sisters of any race walk down the street, that there will not be any racism attacks and any hate towards them, Father God. Shower this world, this earth, with some more love, Father God. Help them to see you, God. Let the enemies be scattered and you arise in our lives, Father God. We thank you for the teaching, Father God, that help us daily, God, so that we know we can turn to the Word, God. We can turn to you, for you are the Word, God. When we're confused, and God, we know we can call on the pastor. We know we can call on the prophets. We can call on our archbishop. Thank you for assigning even them to us, Father God. We bless your name, and we thank you for the job opportunities that are coming forth, God. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you even for, God, the wounds of each woman established on this line, that they can be blessed, and the brethren, Father God, that they can be strengthened to strengthen other brothers, God, in your name, God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, God. You are just such an awesome God. We cancel anything that's not like you in our mindset, in our body, and in our cipher, Father God. We continue to give your name the praise, God. Touch our seniors, God. Touch them, Father God. Help them to be covered. Help them to be warm. Help them to be in the right mind, Father God. Touch their mindsets, Father God, and touch their families, that their families will be there as a support system even unto them. God, I give your name always the praise, and I thank you. I thank you, God, for you let us know. We call the things that be not as though they were. It shall be, it shall be, and I'm calling forth healing. I'm calling forth more love, Father God. I'm calling forth financial blessings, Father God, the rain, the showers, the droppings coming down, Father God. I thank you, God, and I give you, glory, I give your name the praise. I thank you for the prophetic word.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Father, we bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for your wonderful, sweet Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the Master Prophet, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, for this vision, for prayer. For you said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven, forgive the sin, and heal the land. Father, we thank you for the healing of the land right now. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you have turned your people's heart back to you. We pray right now, Father, that the passion and the longing is for you. Jesus says, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and finish it. Let us have a heart to seek after you. Father, your word says that as the deer panted after the water brook, so does our heart panted after you. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will bring your people back to their first love, that they will do what the 24 elders did in heaven, that they will lay their crowns down at your feet and crown it all but lost, that they may gain you. Father, I pray right now that such a hunger and thirst be in your people to come back to you like never before, that it will cause a jealousy in the world, that the world will want to know what is this love, what is this passion that you have for your God, that nothing counts but him. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we as your people will come back to our first love. We will seek and search after you. You said if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. Let the desires of our heart be to seek after you, to seek after your will, and seek after your purpose. Father, we bless you, for you loved us before we loved ourselves. You loved us while we as yet sinners, and you made sure that we have a place with you in eternity. So, Father, we bless you. We love you. We celebrate you. We exalt you. We want you to know that there's none like you. No one else in this world can touch our heart like you do. We bless you. We magnify you. Let us come back to the foot of the cross with compassion and love and zeal and fervency to seek the face of God. seek the will of God, seek the mind of God, seek the heart of God. Let our passion be for you, Father. Let us be the way Abraham was, that we are willing to give up everything that you ask us, even when we wait long enough for you to give it to us, and you said to give it back to you, that we give it back to you, that nothing will withhold us from searching after you, from seeking after you. We love you, we bless you, and we want you to know that you are looking for worshipers, for they are hard to find. And we thank you that we are the worshipers right now that worship you in spirit and worship you in truth. And we come tonight to say thank you, for your word says it shall come to pass in that day that before they call, I will answer, and while they're yet speaking, I will hear. So thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, for every prayer being answered already in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. That is not by might nor by power, but it's only by your spirit. And we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, bless the Lord over my soul. Hallelujah. And all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Lord, hear our prayer, O Lord, and let our cry come unto thee. And Father God, as we come before your throne of grace, with praise and thanksgiving, Father God, I thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to lift your people up to a new and higher level that they have never known. I thank you, Father God, that we are evolving in the things of you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now that everyone under the sound of my voice is covered in your blood, Lord. I plead your blood, Lord, upon your people, God, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet. I plead the blood of Jesus in their homes, over their cars, over their resources, God, over their businesses, God, over their relationships, over their families, God, over their communities, God, over their neighborhoods, God, even over the schools and the colleges, God. I plead your blood over the city, God, in the name of Jesus, over the state, from state to state. Let your blood flow, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree, we declare victory right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the, hallelujah, for the greatness that you're getting ready to store in us and in the work that you have, hallelujah, called us to, God. In the name of Jesus, grace us, Father God, to walk in, hallelujah, full integrity of your word. Grace us, Father God, to, hallelujah, walk in full integrity of your prophetic word over our life, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and Archbishop Master Prophet Ibanajo. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for their life and their stand for the prophetic, God, and for your people, Father God. And we lift them up, Father God. We lift them up, Father God. And we thank you for them, God. We thank you for their life, God. And Father God, we thank you for every pastor that is on this line, God. And I thank you, Father God, that you're blessing them, hallelujah, their ministry, God. You're blessing them, you're strengthening them, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, let us decrease that you may increase continuously in our life, God. God, we call forth the spirit of salvation right now. In the name of Jesus, we call forth the spirit of victory. We call forth the spirit of breakthrough. We hallelujah, call forth the spirit of agape love. We call forth the spirit, hallelujah, of peace, hallelujah, joy, love, and happiness, health, and success. We call forth prosperity. Come on, Shekinah. Save now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. We beseech thee. Send now prosperity to our homes in the name of Jesus. Come on, y'all. Save now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. We beseech thee. Send now prosperity to our homes in the name of Jesus. Save now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. We beseech thee. Send now prosperity to our finances in the name of Jesus. Save now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, we beseech thee, send now prosperity to the ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. Save now, we beseech thee. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, we beseech thee, send now prosperity to our minds, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the spirit of prosperity. prosperity. Let it saturate and let it engulf our life. And we thank you, Father God, for that supreme power that it will break every yoke that has, hallelujah, has tried to come against us right now. In the name of Jesus. And we give you honor and we give you glory for all that you're doing, Father God. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
And Father, we thank you for every prayer, every utterance, every request. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, that every prayer has already been heard and have already been answered by you. Father, we pray for every request that has been uttered on this call tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord, that it has already been answered. And Father, we give you the praise in advance in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we start out on today, Father, Father, God, our footsteps, God, even our mouth, the things that we would speak and the things that we would say, Father, order our footsteps, Father. And Father, when we open up our mouths and begin to speak, Father, Father, we do not want to speak, but Father, we want you to speak because we want to give you the praise and give you the glory, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that every person, every individual that we might meet on today, Father, Father, give us wisdom, Lord, that we may proclaim your word, that we may be a mighty witness for your glory, Father. Father, I pray even now for every home that is represented here, Father. Father, you know what that household needs. You know what that household is standing in need of, Father. And Father, you know more than even that household itself know what it needs, Father. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your will be done to every household, every individual that is represented here, Father. And Father, I say, let thy will be done. Father, let thy will be done in and through us in the name of Jesus. Every church that's represented here, Father, we pray, Lord, that your spirit will come alive, that you will just re-anoint and refresh them afresh, Father, and anew. Father, we pray, Lord, that thy will be done. And we say, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Move in us, Father. For we are your instrument. Father, we are your people. And we are the sheep of our pasture, Father. And Father, we pray, Lord, that thy will forever be done in our life, Father. Father, let us not make a mistake not to give you praise or the glory, Father. But, Father, we know that it's in you that we live and move and have our being, Father. Therefore, Father, we lift our voice up like a trumpet even now in the name of Jesus. And we will cry out and we will not spare not. But, Father, as we cry out unto you, Lord, we thank you in advance that you have already heard us. Father, we pray for those that are incarcerated, those that are prison, those that are sick. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would give them victory, that you would bring about favor, Father, a favorable resolution, a favorable result in the name of Jesus. Every mother that's on this call tonight, that cried out for their children, Father, we thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, that our seed will not be lost. For you are the God of the seed, and we thank you, Lord, that the angels of the Lord has already went forth to retrieve and brought back that seed, so that seed may be planted and grow up in the way that it should grow. Father, I thank you right now, Father. And Father, every prayer and every request that have been uttered today, we say amen. Everything that have been voiced, we say amen. Every praise that have been praised to you, Father, we say amen. Every thanks that have been said, thank you, we say amen to that, Father.
Amen.
But Father, we grant and we thank you for the shifting end. Father, we come against that selfish spirit. But it has no place in it, the spirit of jealousy. We come against all that. Anything that's not like it, Father, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Yes, God.
Because we want you to rise, and we want you to move. We want you to take full control and to have your way, Father, even in our businesses, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for those that are entrepreneurs that's on this call, Father. Breathe new life, even in their business, Father. Bring forth the right people, Lord, huh? And Father, I thank you, Lord, that the blessings shall overtake them, Lord. And those that desire to go into business, Father, Father, give them ideas, Lord, huh? Cause the right individual to cross their path in the name of Jesus. And Father, we declare and decree even now that every business that's represented, it shall prosper and it will not go away. Yes, but it shall be a representation of your glory and of your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord shall go forth in might and in power. In Jesus, we give you praise. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Father, for your glory.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Prophet Naomi, I'm going to give it to you. Ah, yeah, Baba Boshaka.
Thank you, God.
I feel such a spirit of crying out to the Lord. There, Shana Baba Boshaka. Such a tearing in either of those. Thank you for new life. Hallelujah. And it is so. All right, Prophet Naomi, we're going to turn it over to you. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
People of God.
Amen. Well, I want to thank everyone for coming on tonight's call. It's such a blessing. This is going. We're about to complete out a whole week of doing this. I just want to give a few announcements. We will be having Sunday church service at 310 Riverside Drive. If you don't have a church home, you're always welcome to attend at 310 Riverside Drive. On 103rd Street, if you are in the New York City area. Amen. So just want to welcome that to everyone. Tomorrow morning, our Archbishop, our Master Prophet, he will be back on the conference call line at 10:20 a.m., right at the same line, conference call line, tomorrow at 10:20 a.m. So you can join us back here at 10:20 a.m., and that's just in a couple hours. And of course, we will be back on this live conference call at 11:50 p.m., ready to take the call, the lineup, and to start the beginning prayer. And that is all for our announcements for today. I want to thank everyone for being on the line, and good night, and God bless.
God bless.
God bless you.
God bless
you.
Everyone.
Good
love everyone. God bless.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.